Happy New Year! I thought, why not think spring right away on January 1st? We kick it off with a dumb birthday game from April 24th, 1994. It's the game all America is talking about. Or maybe not. Let me remind you here on the first day of the first month of the 2021st year that the majority of these podcasts will be dumb birthday games. That is what my collection is mostly comprised of, and also what my good friend Joan recorded as well. Personally, I think that's great, as those games clearly lend credence to this channel's name, Vault of Silliness. As I unearth more from the vault, I will sprinkle in as many of those regular shows that I can find. They're just as much fun to listen to. We get one commercial from the makers of Gold Bond Powder, and they bring you a brand new product. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream. Eleanor Wallace from Xenia, Ohio, is thrilled with her two proven pain relievers that provided her with effective, immediate relief. We have Emilio Morata producing. The panel for the game includes Marty the newspaper man from Rockland, Michael from Chelmsford, who mysteriously gets disconnected after one of the birthdays, Michelle from Tingsboro, who asks, "Remember me from last night?" Trust me, Norm remembers. The sunburnt Anne Marie from Jamaica Plain. Emilio is in studio. We also have the exhausted Rob Floyd in traffic. Earlier that day, he had worked security and setup for the Earth Day concert at the Hat Shell. 60,000 people. Artists included Richie Havens, Roger McGuinn, Jeffrey Gaines, Orleans, The Samples, and more. He does mention that the show was put on by WBOS. Gasp! Don't you know that WBZ is the only station on the air? Anywhere? I'm on the phone and I pose a question that at the time, everyone was wondering about. And it was, how does Dinger do it? Dave Dinger Ford was a local dealership in Braintree, Massachusetts with a great catchy song and a famous national DJ who read the copy. Now, it's not included in this broadcast. However, I did find a copy. So instead of just talking about it, let's hear it. Still asking that question today. On to the game. We had to use three different dates to make up this game. Birthdays include Barbara Streisand, Shirley MacLaine, Eric Bogosian, Al Pacino, Ella Fitzgerald, and Carol Burnett. Now, during Carol Burnett's birthday, we go through the supporting cast of her iconic show, and I'm telling you, it includes some stars that you definitely have forgotten. Norm starts to fight a laugh, and I completely lose it and cannot stop laughing. Now that you are armed with all that tantalizing info, here is the dumb birthday game from April 24th, 1994.
Okay, you're tuned to the Norm Nathan program, and I'm just terribly proud of you. It is 3:15. It's time to play, boys and girls.
Dumb birthday game.
Exactly.
You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
It's the exciting game that all America is talking about. Well, sort of. And I tell you who's born on this date, and you tell me how old you think they are, and with the help of our panel, it'll be just so darn much fun. Let me do just one commercial, okay? Then I'll introduce you to the panel. Again, if you have to go to the bathroom before the game begins, do that right now.
When do you need immediate itch relief?
Get into bed, and I'm laying there, and I can't go to sleep right away. It's when it really gets worse, and it gets to itching me, and I just can't stand it sometimes.
When you need effective, immediate itch relief, you need new Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream, like Eleanor Wallace of Xenia, Ohio.
I put the Gold Bond cream on, and the itching almost immediately stops. It's really good. It gives me a feeling of soothing. It's a cool feeling.
New Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream has a unique dual-action medicated formula that contains what no other leading anti-itch cream has. Two proven pain relievers that stop the itch and stop the pain on contact.
I would not buy anything else but Gold Bond cream. It really works well and takes the itching out. And it gives me great relief, and I do go to sleep and have a good night's sleep.
Get effective, immediate itch relief with new Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream. Now at drugstores and supermarkets from the makers of Gold Bond powder. Use only as directed.
Okay, we will. Okay, let's introduce you to the panel. We have Marty, a top newspaper man, a crack reporter from Rockland, Massachusetts.
That's a former crack top news reporter.
Oh, you're not a news reporter anymore?
Well, no. Economic Times being what they are, I am on what they call an extended hiatus.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're cutting down on the staff.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Is it okay? You're getting by anyway.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck?
You never go into the newspaper business for the money, Norm.
I guess I heard that from members of my family. Okay, we have Michael, who's in Chelmsford. This is the fellow who sounds like he's about 5'2", maybe, but is actually over 6 feet and weighs 200 pounds, but has a very gentle voice. Michael, it's nice to have you on the game with us.
Thank you.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say more than that after that introduction.
Okay, hi.
That's better. Now, that's good. That's very good. Okay, we have over at Tingsboro, we have Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
How you doing?
Good. You have a nice, gentle little voice, too. You and Michael would get along just great, except I know you're already married and have a couple of children.
Yeah.
Oh, three children.
Oh, you remember me from last night?
Remember you from last night?
Yeah, I called
Michelle, for the first time, you made me feel like a real man. Would I ever forget you after last night? I'm trying to make a whole big thing out of this. Anyway, I'm delighted you're playing the game with us. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks.
And we have Anne Marie, who's out Jamaica Plain.
Hi.
Hello, Anne Marie.
I talked to you just about a half an hour ago.
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, it was just about then.
And I told you I had a scar of sunburn yesterday.
Yes. You're not going to recreate the whole conversation, I hope.
Oh, I never know.
Oh, that sounds like a threat. Okay, we have Emilio Morata. Our producers will be playing the game with us. Emilio, hello.
Hi.
Well, he's not going to be that quiet long.
If he were,
I'd be the happiest dad in the entire world. We also have, Rob Floyd, who's WBZ's ace, 24-hour traffic network reporter, unless they've cut down on traffic people. No, you're still there. I can tell.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Rob. You're kind of quiet. Everybody's quiet today. You know who will not be quiet? I'll bet you Tony Nesbitt. Who's on the line with us, too. I bet you're wordy.
Good morning, Norm.
I knew you'd do that. I just knew you'd do that.
You set him up for it.
Yeah, I know it. Everybody's out to humiliate me.
I have a question for you, sir.
Yes.
Sir.
How did Dinger do it?
Dinger did it.
Yes.
Boy, I wish I'd had a warning about that.
So the connotation you're using means he doesn't do it anymore?
No.
Itchy rash from doing it?
That might have prevented him at one point. No, the question is, how does Dinger do it? So that means he still is doing it. And pardon me?
In the road. Dinger did it in the road.
Is this the kind of dialogue we're going to expect from you, Anne Marie, the whole time?
It's the sun. She's
it's the sun.
Yeah. It's affected her.
It's baking right into what you might call is sort of a brain.
Yep.
Okay. The question is how does Dinger do it? And the answer will be coming up a little bit later on, but that's sort of a teaser. We want you to stay tuned to find out how he does it. Meantime, we're going to guess the ages of people born on this date. Actually, we have to really call on about three different dates because somehow this week in April, not too many well-known people were born. So we'll pick on three days. But today, Sunday, April 24th, is the birthday of Barbara Streisand, who's, I don't know if she's still in England or not, but she's been playing to sell-out crowds on her tour. They gave her a standing ovation, big standing ovation in England before she, just by walking out on the stage. Her biggest hit. Pardon me?
They did that for Tony Bennett at Symphony Hall, too.
Did they?
Yeah, before he even sang a note.
No kidding.
We were all standing, yes.
Gee, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Well, I do that when you walk into the studio.
I know that, but I...
Every Friday night.
No, I expect that. I expect that, but I didn't think these other people deserved it, too. Anyway, her biggest hit, of course, was Evergreen. That was in 1976. I didn't realize it was that far back. It was from the movie A Star Is Born. She was known primarily as an actress until an acting job gave her first hit single, People, in 1964. Was that 30 years ago? That was in Funny Girl on Broadway. In 1968, she tied with Katharine Hepburn for Best Actress Oscar in her film debut in Funny Girl, directed and starred in Yentl and Prince of Tides. She signed a long-term film and recording contract with the Sony Corporation in 1992 for $60 million. And that's about all. I think even that kind of gets kind of boring after a while. Okay, Marty, how old is Barbara Streisand on this very day, April 24th?
52.
Okay. Michael, what do you think?
46.
46?
Yep.
Okay. Michelle?
53.
Okay. You have such a cute little voice, Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
It's a sweet little voice, huh? Oh. Does your husband call home a lot just to hear your cute little voice?
No, because when he calls home, I don't have a cute
one. She's in a rage with the three kids.
That's right. They're spitting. They won't eat. They're spitting all over the floor. Jeez, come on. And there you are at school and doing other stuff. You don't even care.
What? Late for dinner again?
You want to recreate some of what your voice sounds like when your husband calls?
No.
Okay. Maybe it's just as well. Anne Marie.
I think 48.
Okay, Amelia, what do you think?
Not much, Norm, but, you know, every time you say Broadway, it reminds me, I get this picture of that singing frog in those Warner Brothers cartoons.
I'm sorry, when I say what?
When you say Broadway.
Oh, Broadway, yes.
There's this one cartoon where a guy finds a singing frog, and every time he lets it out of the box, the thing goes mental with a hat and a cane. So that's
right. That's
Michigan J. Frog.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my
Michigan J. Frog. Everybody do the Michigan rag.
Exactly. that makes Barbara Streisand 54 then.
54 on Broadway. Rob, what do you say?
I was going to say 51, but... Amelia sounds so sure. I'm going to go with 54.
54. Okay.
It's the frog. The frog did it.
The frog did it for me.
Tony, what do you say?
She's an evergreen 51.
An evergreen 51. That was just so sweet. Actually, she's a 52. That's what Marty said.
Oh.
I kind of have a feeling Marty did his homework. Did you know that, or did you just pick that out of the hat?
They mentioned it the other day when...
Here we go.
The excuses.
Who mentioned it the other day?
The television.
The television mentioned it. Who specifically? See, the television itself...
Because TV talks to him.
Yeah. That's right.
Usually through the voice of Tom Brokaw or something like that.
One of those guys said she's going to be 52 today.
Well, yeah.
I thought he was going to say Yentl told him.
Continental. Yeah. Oh, babe.
Okay, anyway, you won the first round, Marty. And, of course, if you win more rounds than anybody else, then you win a totally useless prize.
Yeah, I know. And this time, hopefully, you'll send it under my right name instead of the name of Mary.
Did I do that the last time?
Oh, yeah.
You won once before and I sent it to Mary?
Yeah, I got this letter saying, Dear Mary.
The T didn't work on the typewriter.
For 5 years.
Was the package addressed to Mary also?
Yes.
What did you receive for a prize?
Oh, some lovely book about romances of the Victorian age.
Marty, was he trying to get sweet on you?
I don't know.
Thinking you were Mary, was he trying to get sweet?
I try to hit on people named Mary. I very rarely hit on people named Marty. Although, that could be a woman's name, too, you know.
Yeah.
True. I knew a Marty, yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Was she cute?
Oh, she was, yeah. She was more than that, yeah.
More than cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today is also the birthday of Shirley MacLaine.
Which birthday were you expecting?
Yeah. Actually, she was, of course, born Shirley MacLaine Beatty, as you know, a sister of Ward Beatty. Her original spelling was MacLean, and because she changed it to Laine, because she admired Frankie Lane, you see. And,
that's my son's name.
Frankie Your Lane. Son's name is Frankie Lane?
No, Lane.
Oh, Lane, L-A-N-E?
L-A-I-N-E.
L-A-I-N-E.
I should be naming his son Shirley.
Okay, Tony, how old do you think Shirley? Well, let me tell you about her first. She has one.
She's got a great set of legs.
She has great set, yeah. And
gams. She's got a nice set of gams.
Gams. Yes. She's been nominated for an Oscar 5 times for Best Actress and won the award for Terms of Endearment in 1984. Other films, Used People and Guarding Tess. It says Warren Beatty is her brother, but we knew that anyway. She's written several books about her personal spiritual guest.
What, encasing her body?
Remember his name.
I saw her actually perform live on stage at the Schubert, one of the theaters here in town, and she was just splendid, you know, doing a little dancing and singing and stuff.
I saw her open up for Sinatra at the Central.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She did open for him. She also was in a movie called The Apartment. You remember that one with Jack Lemmon and Fred McMurray? I fell desperately in love with her. She was the elevator operator in the building, and they all tried to, I guess if Fred McMurray was coming on to her. He was the one who borrowed Jack Lemmon's key for The Apartment. Yeah. And I thought Shirley MacLaine was just delightful in that, and I've been writing her love letters ever since. And it hasn't done me any good. She's never answered me, but I've gotten, as a result, on a bunch of junk mail lists.
Fantastic.
Yeah. She apparently sells all the names and addresses of people who write to her to companies. What am I talking about?
Did you do that? If you saved all the addresses of people who wrote and just compile a list and sell them off to other radio hosts who need to have mailing lists.
You know, I never thought of it till just now. It might be a way to pick up a few extra bucks. Yeah, make my retirement years a little bit more fruitful.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to sneeze. Excuse me. Hold on a minute.
Please sneeze on the air.
I am.
Oh.
Most
bless
people.
You.
No, chew me again. I'm going to do it again.
Oh. Russia.
Most people turn microphones off, but this is
this is
realistic kind of radio.
This is virtual reality.
Yeah.
Radio.
What do they call those in films?
What?
The realistic films.
3D?
No, never mind.
Realistic film?
There's a word for that.
Documentary.
Smell-o-vision.
You all are a bunch of wretched cows. You know that.
What, like sense around or something? What?
No. There's a term for realistic movies.
Cinemascope?
In other words, a movie about your real life would be called a real life story.
The way they film it in is, you know, people talk more realistically than
real time. Freestyle or something, freelance, free.
No, it's called a breaststroke. I don't know what it's not called anything.
It was the butterfly.
No, it's not anywhere. It's not even close to anything any of you have said.
Okay. I know. Wait a minute. This word's going to come to me.
Okay.
Like, man on the street. Is it? No, that's not it.
No.
Woman in the doorway?
It's called Double Your Money Back. Something, I forget what. Anyway, Shirley MacLaine.
All right, Shirley MacLaine. She's 56. Her legs are 24. And her other life person that she...
And her chest size is 35.
That she...
Her guest, her other life
that
guest.
That she channels through her body, I believe, is 3,500 years old.
So out of all of that 56 comes. Okay. Rob, what do you say?
62.
Rob says that from his vantage point.
62, Rob?
Yeah.
Wow.
High above the Prudential building, he says that. Emilio, what do you say from your vantage point right here in the basement in the lower cellar?
The lower east side. First of all, I'm going to send Shirley a postcard from the edge. And then...
Oh. Ouch.
Then I'm going to say that she is 59 years old.
59.
I have a feeling a term like that is not very endearing.
No.
Anne Marie, what do you think?
54.
And Michelle? From the Beatles song of the same name?
That's why I'm named that. My mother loved this song.
Is that right? Is you're named after the Beatles song?
She messed up the spelling, too.
Oh, what? You only have one L?
No, no. She put an E instead of an I.
Michelle, my Belle?
Michelle.
She spelled it as in Michelle.
I'm going to go with 60.
60, okay.
That's one of your favorite names, too, isn't it, Norm?
60?
No.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Michelle. Yes, I do. I like that name very much. Oh, yes.
You're going to name your next daughter Michelle.
I am my next daughter, yes. Michael, what do you say?
I agree with Michelle, 60.
Michael says Shirley MacLaine is 60 today, and Marty says...
And Michael said that with so much confidence, I'm going to agree with him.
Well, you did very well, because she is 60 today.
Wow.
So we have Marty, Michael, and Michelle.
I saw that in Entertainment Tonight.
Marty must have seen that, too, because I have a feeling even if you guys had not said that,
Marty,
he would have said he's looking for an reason.
Well, Marty's got a lot of free time now, you know.
Yeah,
he's not writing for the newspaper anymore. So.
He's looking up ages of people.
See, Norm, I didn't get that because I wasn't chanting my mantra the whole time while I was...
No, you didn't.
Now, you guys, have some sweet charity.
Oh, boy, you've been working on that for a while, haven't you, Marty?
Well, we're going to bring up all of her movies.
Okay, today's also the birthday of Eric Bogosian, who's...
Talk radio.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy with the car dealership.
And he also... that's right, yes.
How does he do it?
Come on down. Obie is the Obie winner for his one-man show, Drinking in America. He was in the film Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Oh, stage play. Yeah.
And the stage play, originally, which he wrote... and I guess he wrote Drinking in America also. Yeah, he writes all the stuff he's been in. Very clever guy.
Is he from Wuppertal? He's
a local guy.
He was born in NPR in Boston.
Yeah.
Eric Bogosian.
Bogosian.
I'm sorry, Bogosian.
Bogosian, I think. It might be Bogosian.
Bogosian rhymes with ocean.
He also starred in Talk Radio, Norm. Very eerie.
Talk Radio, that's right. I saw that. Eerie. That was patterned after the guy out in Denver, Colorado, right, was shot. Michelle.
Wow.
That's I love that song.
Wow, I broke out in a sweat.
Oh. Pass me the gold bar.
I don't even know this person. Oh, God.
You don't know Eric Bogosian?
No.
Rhymes with
real deep voice and ugly.
Dark hair and very intense looking kind of guy. Dark eyes. Looks like he could look right through you. He's looking right through you right now, Michelle.
Oh, God. Well, I'm just going to take a wild guess and say 58.
Okay.
Well, he's really looking right through her now. He's angry.
And let's see. Marty, what do you say?
I'm going to say 48.
48. Okay. And Rob?
44.
40. You know, I'm terribly wordy today. Is there any reason for that? Is it, did somebody do something to hurt your feelings and you don't feel like talking? Because
you're all the traffic
The air is very thin up here tonight.
Oh, because you sound like you may be sulking, and I hate to. There's something we can do to help you through this.
No, I'm a little tired. I worked at the. What was that?
I don't know. That was.
Worked at the Earth Day concert today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Very, very well.
What
there was
did you
like 60,000 people there.
Now that was where?
Right at the Hat Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now who performed?
Oh, we had Richie Havens, Jeffrey Gaines, Orleans, Roger McGuinn, The Samples, The Waltons, Karen Farr. I think that about something.
Wow, and you had about how many? 60,000.
Mm-hmm. It was a free concert from 12 to 6, put on by WBOS.
Wow. Who? Is there another station in Boston with funny call letters?
Did I say BOS?
Oh, yeah, I think you did.
I thought this was the only station that was actually on any frequency in this area.
Yeah, I think you need a special radio to pick them up. It can only be picked up at nursing homes and elementary schools.
Well, what did you do there, Rob? MC'd?
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't MC it. I did.
Security?
Security. I set up a whole bunch of all the tables and everything.
Oh.
And I was there from about 5:30 till 2.
Now let me ask you, Rob. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have smell-o-vision there?
Oh, come on. Anyway, let's see. We got Rob says 44, and Anne Marie. What do you think?
I'll say I don't know anything about him, but I'll say 46.
We want to know what you think about life, though. Not
yeah, no, I didn't ask about that. I said, what do you think? And I didn't mean about his age. That's true. I meant, you know, who are you? Where are you going? What does life mean? What are your dreams, your hopes, your
fantasy,
your pursuit of happiness?
Oh.
How do you spend your days? Do you reminisce a lot? Do you philosophize? But we'll settle for 46 as a conclusive age. You don't have to go through all that. Tony, what do you think?
42.
That's hard to spell, 42. Michael. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you like that. Michael, how old do you think Eric Bogosian is?
Well, I have a friend whose last name is Bogosian, so I'll go with 16. No, I'm just kidding. 36.
How does he pronounce it? Bogosian?
Bogosian.
Bogosian.
Like big ocean, almost.
How's it spelled, Norm?
It's spelled B-O-G-S-I-A-N. B-O-G, like in Bog-Sian.
It's not B-O-G-O-S-I-A-N.
Is that a vowel? Is that chagra?
No, it's B-O-G-O-S-I-A-N, isn't it?
That's what I imagined, too.
B-O-G-O-S-I-A-N.
Well, that's nice. You forgot the second
O. I forgot the O. I'm sorry. Bogosian.
Operator error.
Okay, Emilio, what do you think?
Tony stole my answer. I'm going to go with 42.
42. Okay, you're both close. Eric Bogosian is actually 41.
Ooh.
So Emilio and Tony, who said 42, and nobody said 40. Therefore, the results after this first round, and we're going to go into birthdays for Monday, April 25th, boys and girls. Let's see, we have Marty has a couple, and he leads. And Michael, Michelle, Emilio, Tony.
Oops.
Who's doing that?
I think we lost somebody.
Who's calling from the payphone?
No, nobody would be calling from a payphone.
Anyway, you better take roll call before you get a.
Okay. Well, as we go along, I guess we automatically do that. Yeah, unless.
Well, I mean, you may get a dial.
Do it now. We're going to get a dial tone. So
okay.
Find out who's not with us. We can.
Okay. You here, Marty?
Yo.
Michael, you there? I guess that's what we lost. Yeah, we lost Michael.
Hmm.
Son of a gun.
Boy, he had one win, too. Can I take it?
I guess, why not?
You know, I was going to say, Tony, this is... Marty, I think, might have intentionally thrown that one. That was the time just to you know, take the pressure off.
Oh, sure, to take us off his trail.
You know?
That's right, because the two he's got were right on the button.
Right.
Al Pacino was born on April 25th, which is Monday. Let me see what I tell you about Al Pacino. Al Pacino was born Alfredo James Pacino. They always write that like it's some big secret thing he's been hiding. Nominated for 8 Academy Awards, films include Carlito's Way, of course, the Godfather films, Dog Day Afternoon, and Justice for All, Sea of Love, Frankie and Johnny, with my lady Michelle Pfeiffer, Glenn Ross, and the 1992 film Scent of a Woman that finally broke his Oscar-losing streak, bringing him, ladies and gentlemen, the Best Actor Academy Award. Al Pacino, fine actor.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah, he is. He's
great.
Okay.
Scent of a Woman, he was.
Okay, we'll start with you then, Anne-Marie, since you're so praiseworthy of Al Pacino. How old do you think you'll be on Monday?
Maybe I'll say 63.
63, says Anne-Marie.
That's so much for praise.
Why?
Why? We'll find out in a moment, but first, watch this. Michael. How old? Oh, no, Michael, we've lost Michael, that's right. A line through his name. But if we could have gotten rid of Adolf Hitler that same way, I like to get very philosophical about these things.
Interesting tie.
Smooth.
Smooth. I know it. Oh, God gave me the gift of gab, and I'm just so grateful.
When did he take it away, though?
Well, he can take it away now. It doesn't matter. But for the past 50 years, I haven't had to do a lick of work as a result of that. Sit around and talk into a little funny thing. And that little funny thing's name is Maria. Anyway, Emilio, how old do you think Al Pacino is? Or will be on Monday?
But geez, I don't think Fredo is 63. I'm gonna say that right off the bat. I get 46 popping into my brain.
46 popping into his brain and will pop right onto our score sheet. And let me see. Rob, what do you think?
49,
that's in the form of a question, so I'll write it that way. 49 question mark. Marty, how old do you think Al Pacino will be on Monday, the 25th?
Yes. Oh, boy, 55.
55.
In the middle of the dump.
Someone just called Rob.
Rob's
answering the call while we're on the air. That was kind of nice. We kind of listened to the end.
That's kind of, because you get calls. Who could call him at 18 minutes before 4 o'clock in the morning?
93 must have caved in or something.
Yeah, there's probably some terrible thing going on, and we're sitting here giggling while there's probably half the Massachusetts highway system is out of commission.
Well, that's tanker overturned, raging fire, and... Rob says, please, I'm in the middle of the dumb birthday game. Call me later.
I don't get a wind yet. I got to try and catch up.
That's right. The Tobin Bridge just collapsed into the Mystic River. But old man River, he just keep a rolling along. Anyway, Michelle, how old Al Pacino? I like to leave out verbs because we're on a tight schedule.
Fifty-two.
Again, in the form of a question, 52 question mark. And Tony, what do you say?
Okay, now, well, see, I could do this, and I might be wrong. So instead of being wrong, I'm gonna go with 55 because I can't remember which side of 55 he's on.
Oh, so you were going to try and cut us off and just play the closer game.
Yeah, and just to prove to you that Marty definitely knows these things. And
yeah, Marty does, because so you and Marty...
He's 56, isn't he?
He's 54.
Oh, I'm glad I guess 55 then.
You and Marty did that. Yeah, hey.
No, he's going to be 54?
He's going to be 54, yes, yes. Otherwise, Michelle would be close because she said 52, and he's going to be 53. Never mind.
Well, we're all in the ballpark except for Anne-Marie, who just put the nail on the coffin for him and said 63.
I know, but he sounds older.
He sounds older? Yeah. But how does he look?
Al Pacino sounds older.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
the Godfather, he looked 63. One of the movies.
Godfather Part 3.
Yeah. He looked very distinguished, though.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he sounded older.
Okay, Monday also. Let me see. Monday is also the birthday.
Shouldn't we check with Rob to make sure 93 is still in town?
I'm here.
Everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Okay. That's
what did I miss?
No, nothing at all. You won. No, you didn't win the last. You haven't won anything yet, as a matter of fact.
Right. No, but I got Michael's one win.
Oh, that, well.
That's going to be divided seven ways.
Yeah, that's right. Al Pacino, we had Al Pacino's going to be 54. And so Marty and Tony both said 55, and they were the closest. And now we're up to Talia Shire, who won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress as Rocky's wife first film, the 1976 film Rocky. She was also in the Godfather films. Her brother is director Francis Ford Coppola.
Coppola.
I didn't realize that.
Hmm.
And her ex-husband, David Shire, is a musician who scores movies. And one of her cousins is Norm Nathan, a well-known WBZ broadcaster.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all written down here like that. Anyway, I thought that'd provoke a few chuckles, and I don't blame you. It was really stupid.
Whatever gave you that idea?
No, I know it. I really respect you more for not having laughed at that. Talia Shire, let's see. We'll start with, we'll start with you, Marty.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
Do they have that one on Entertainment Tonight this week, Marty?
No, I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
43 for Talia Shire, says Marty. And Michelle?
I'll say the same.
You'll say the same. Okay, you're getting. You're thinking that this guy must know.
I think he looked in the little sun of the Boston Globe under the birthday today.
Yeah, well, he's down in Rockland.
No, my
so
paper boy hasn't come yet.
Yeah, it would be more the Brockton Enterprise or the Patriot Ledger, I would guess. But Anne Marie.
I guess I'll say 43.
Also 43. Emilio.
You know, she was a real in The Godfather, but.
She was a real what? Did we lose a word there, Emilio?
No, I kept my composure, Tony. I collected myself.
Okay.
Should I buck the trend or, you know, what? 43. I mean, if we're all going to guess, we'll all be right or we'll all be wrong.
Well, if you all guess the same thing, then you all win because you'll all be the closest.
That's right.
But you can, if you buck the trend and they happen to be not correct, then you can be correct and they're all wrong. I mean, it depends on how you want to go.
But, Norm, you know me. I'm such a quivering, fleshy...
Well, this is a chance. This is a chance for you to establish a strong character instead of being a dweeb. You don't want to continue to be a dweeb.
I meant to comment to you, Norm, that I just love the way you just go out and attack everybody. It was great. I listened to you talking about Dave Maynard and Robert J. Lertzema. Yeah, you take no prisoners, and that's...
That's right. Well...
Who's next on the hit list?
Who knows?
Nathan's list. We should make a movie about it.
Yeah.
you've thought about it a little bit, me and you, rather.
I said 43.
You said 43. You're going to stick with that. Okay.
I'm afraid to build character on.
I imagine that it's safer to be a wimp.
I like to be back in the shadows. I don't like to be out in the front where the light is shining on me.
Rob, what do you think?
I'm going to go 1 year older and say 45.
40?
1 year older.
Wait a minute.
You work in the WBC accounting department.
No, I had written down 45, and then I decided to say 44, but I never wrote it back down. 44.
So you're going to say...
I want it 44, yeah.
44, you will say. Okay.
You got to write these things down, Rob.
Yeah. And Tony, what do you say?
45.
45.
You want to go a year older, right?
Yeah. Okay. And wisely so, because Talia Shire actually is 48. She will be 48.
Yes.
And so Tony is now tied with Mr. Marty Rockland and his orchestra.
Wow.
Okay. Monday's also the birthday of Ella Fitzgerald, one of my favorite all-time vocalists, who's been quite ill.
Yeah.
She just had a double amputation of her legs. Now, I guess not just it happened a while back, but they didn't announce until about this past week. Her first hit was her biggest record ever. These are dates that might help you guess her age. Was a Tisket a Tasket she recorded with the Chick Webb Band in 1938. It was number one for 10 weeks, and she's won 12 Grammy Awards. It says here she does Memorex commercials. I don't think she does them anymore, but she did do those. And probably one of the...
Live.
Pardon me?
She may not do the Memorex commercials live, no. They may be taped for her.
That's a little bit of wild, ribald humor, is it, DeMarty?
Very little.
Well, we who judge humor and who know humor very, very well have looked upon your attempt at that and have decided that that really sucks. I don't know what that means, but it seems derogatory toward you.
Why don't you get a cool name like Chick? What if we start calling you Chick Nathan?
Chick Nathan is good. That'd be nice.
You have a good nickname besides Hey Four Eyes when you were younger?
Yes.
Hey Violin Boy.
No, they called me Nam. Nami. Nami.
Nami.
But aside from that, I wanted to be called Powerhouse. Because there was a candy bar that came out right about that time called Powerhouse. And they were advertising very heavily and putting little signs in little variety store windows, Powerhouse. So I went around saying, hi, you call me Powerhouse.
That's too wordy. You got to have a quick chick like that.
I know, a quick name.
No, you can never give yourself your own moniker.
No, you really can't because nobody ever picked up on that. I said, you call me, my voice was higher than, you call me Powerhouse. That'd be good. That'd be all right, Powerhouse. You call me Powerhouse.
And then they beat the...
they knocked the living bejeebers out of me. Yeah, that's right. So I said, okay. Okay, then you can go back to Nam
But you always instilled fear in them because you said, you know, I'm not just carrying a violin in this violin case.
No, actually, the way I instilled fear was they thought they'd kill me. Yeah.
No, Norm,
they didn't want to have my blood on their hands.
They didn't call you Powerhouse. They called you Powerhouse.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what they would have called me if they'd called me that.
If they had decided to call you Powerhouse.
Are we working on Ella Fitzgerald or what? Or yes, Eller Fitzgerald. Okay, we'll start with, have we ever started with you, Emilio? No, we have not, so let's do that now.
I'm glad you got a chance to answer that question, Emilio.
Well, you know, being the quivering, you know, scared little cat in the corner, no one's ever started with me, Norm, so. But I'm going to say Eller is 88.
88, oh, okay. And Michelle, how old do you think Ella Fitzgerald will be Monday?
84.
And Michelle says 84. Okay. Uh-oh, there's the announcement.
Beethoven's going again.
The Narragansett River is overflowing. And it's just... Yeah, it overflows into right as far down as Morrissey Boulevard, thus sinking the entire Boston Globe plant in muck and mire.
Well, how's Marty going to get his birthdays now?
That's right. So let's ask him next, then. Marty, how old do you think Ella Fitzgerald will be? Before you're sucked under the waters of the North River. Is the North River anywhere near you?
Yeah, it's about 5 or 10 miles over in Hanover someplace.
Okay, well, it would take quite a big high tide then, I guess, to get down your way.
Take a tsunami.
I don't think Fitzgerald is as old as these guys think. I think she's about 75.
About 75. Okay. Anne Marie, what do you think?
77.
77, okay. And Tony, what do you say?
With all the articles I've read about her and that double amputation and trying to... that you always look for that line. Something-something-year-old elephant show, you know?
Yeah.
Age is always included.
Yeah, it is. I often wondered why that was. It's really not necessary.
Sounds like to some of the people who call you up. No, I'm 85, you know, and...
Yeah.
Like, well, why did you tell me that?
No, because I was eating peppermint candies. Somehow it seemed relevant at the time.
78.
78?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you say, Rob?
I'd say 78 sounds pretty good.
78 sounds pretty good?
Sure.
Okay. It actually should be 76.
That's the spirit.
Okay, that means that Marty, who said 75.
Oh, what a surprise.
Isn't that a surprise? And Anne-Marie said 77. That's
now,
correct.
That's a surprise.
And so Anne-Marie is finally on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, but now Marty has... plunged into the lead with 4 correct answers.
It's exploded.
Yeah.
I hope, you know, how do you live with yourself, Marty?
Yeah, being such a liar and a obnoxious human being who cheat. And this is for a tasteless prize. Can you imagine what if we had something really good to give away?
Some consequence to it.
Oh, boy, he would.
Oh, there'd be a full investigation.
Oh.
You'd have to get an independent counsel, Norm, or something like that.
I got a couple of birthdays for Tuesday.
Do you?
Yes, I have, and I'm happy to share them with you.
Thank you.
That's the 26th. The 26th is the birthday of Carol Burnett. Okay, hold on a minute.
Everyone tug in their ears.
Okay, she's from San Antonio, Texas. You know, she was born there. Broke into TV on the Gary Moore Show. Her first big show was the Carol Burnett Show.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, strangely enough. I suppose that makes more sense than Animal Kingdom, I suppose. She was on that from 1966 to 1977.
Animal Kingdom?
Well, that was the working title. They eventually changed it to Carol Burnett Show.
Okay.
The Emmy, actually, they called it Major League Baseball. That was the original title, and boy, that doesn't make any sense.
Wow. Though.
The Emmy-winning show, Carol Burnett, seldom dropped out of the top 20. In 1990, she returned with a weekly series, Carol and Company.
Which lasted about 1 week.
Did it? I don't even remember.
I think they made about 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, I don't even remember that thing. Yeah, she had great. It was like the Steve Allen Show in the sense that she had a great supporting cast of very, very funny people.
Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Vicki Lawrence,
Lyle Wagner,
and Meyer Boskowitz.
Yep.
Yeah. Perhaps you know him under his
Harry Fleet.
Harry Fleet was in that. That's right. Carol Wolf. Was in that. Irving Schlafman was in that.
Walter
Lipschitz was in that, too. Yes, that's right. He was one of the big stars of that show. And also the very lovely and exciting Sherman Goldman was in that, too.
Wasn't that where Marilyn Gorelnick
was? Irving Schlossberg, I think, was in that.
Yeah, Paul Newman Schlossberg was in that. And
Paul Newman, and then in quote, unquote, Irving, because that used to be his nickname. Old Paul Newman Irving Schlossberg.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Okay, Carol Burnett. And friends.
Were we talking about her?
And I think somewhere in some other life we had mentioned Carol Burnett with her shows. I've lost track.
The giggles.
Yeah. We'll start with Rob, because I have a feeling he's sitting there with his no look on his face at all. A bland expression.
Yeah. Who's losing their mind over there?
Is this Tony laughing or is this somebody else?
No, it is me, Norm. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, nothing wrong with that. That's the whole point of this whole program.
Glad he got strength back.
Yeah. Rob, how old do you think Carol Burnett will be on Tuesday, the 26th? And I wonder if you could laugh out your answer.
I'm going to say...
Can Tony laugh like Robert from Everett, please?
I'm going to say 56.
56. Okay.
I'd like to know what is so funny.
Well, if we have to explain it to you, then you don't...
That's right.
Then you don't know jazz.
No, give him the standard. You're a punk kid. You don't know.
Oh, Rob, you're going to have to... You're gonna have to stop acting like a staid old guy. I think you're watching too many cars. I think it's the carbon monoxide starting to get to you. Hey, Marty, how old is Carol Burnett?
60.
Wow, someone's going nuts over there.
Yeah. Tony, do you think you could gas for her age out, you suppose, in some manner?
The antibiotics are really kicking in.
Although, let me take another breath from the laughing gas. She's 60.
Did I mention Norton Flaxer was also in that cast?
No, you had.
Oh, yeah. Norton Flaxer was in that, too, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alfred DeLeo, did I mention him and Charlie Shuler?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, they were all
Charlie.
Around.
You know, we're all good band.
Did I mention Sheldon Muskowitz?
Yeah, what about... never mind.
Melvin Glimcher?
Yep.
Yeah, they were all in that
Shelley
show.
Furlong?
Shelley Furlong?
Yeah.
No, she was not in there. Don't be silly. Now you're being silly.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we better get going. We're getting ready.
Yeah, you're getting close.
Like, no, I think I say something like, no, she got a haircut or something in response to that. No, but you didn't come up big for me.
62. Okay, and Michelle?
61.
I was going to say that. Amelia, what do you say?
62.
That wasn't my voice that broke, was it? I think that was Tony. Anne Marie, how old do you think she is?
60? Yeah.
Okay, actually, she's going to be 61.
Oh,
it's going to be 61.
Oh, my mind was clouded from laughing. I couldn't see the age because the tears in my eyes.
That's right. Your laughter clouded men's minds so they could not see her. Anyway, or something. Anyway, she's the winner actually is Marty, who would probably just cheat at a drop of a hat.
I'm shocked.
He'd probably take candy from a baby, Norm.
A good reporter never reveals his sources.
Especially if he doesn't have any.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if he does reveal his sources, he's made them up.
Okay. Marty, hold on, and we'll get the information from you so we can send you a piece of real crap.
Okay.
Right.
crap.
You set him up again.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Michelle, thanks for playing the game. Keep laughing because I think we're going to laugh our way right into the news.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. Anne Marie, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. And thank you too, Rob.
Don't forget to thank Michael for hanging up early in the game.
Yeah, and I want to thank Michael too. I'm sorry. I have a feeling that some elder came down and caught him on the phone and said, What are you doing on the phone at
some
this time?
Some elder came down.
Yeah,
some guy from the mountains came down. Oh, it's the elder.
Do a station break quick, Tony.
WBZ Boston.
Excellent.
Thank you.
4 o'clock. Everybody laugh. Bye bye.
Bye.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson.
That was ridiculous. Now, if it's not already stuck in your head, hear it is again, so you can walk around all day singing it. And make sure you comment below and tell me, who was that announcer? Now let's start off this year with sharing this show with all your friends and getting more of you to subscribe and ring the bell. I do thank you. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Rob Floyd, Emilio Murata, and the man with the body of well-tempered steel, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.